Chapter 1. Our Kind of People, in which is described the emergence of a new and distinctive culture among a highly influential segment of American society. On September 29, 1987, ABC premiered an hour-long dramatic series with the cryptic title 30-something. The opening scene is set in a bar, not a Cheers bar, where Cliff the mailman perches on a bar stool alongside Norm the accountant and Frasier the psychiatrist, but an airy room, perhaps attached to a restaurant, with sunlight streaming in through paned windows onto off-white walls. The room is crowded with an upscale clientele gathered for drinks after work, nattily uniformed servers moving among them. Two women in their late 20s or early 30s, wearing tailored business outfits, are seated at a table. A vase with a minimalist arrangement of irises and forsythia is visible in the background. On the table in front of the women are their drinks, both of them wine, served in classic long-stemmed glasses. Nary a peanut or a pretzel is in sight. One of the women is talking about a man she has started dating. He is attractive, funny, good in bed, she says, but there's a problem. He wears polyester shirts. Am I allowed to have a relationship with someone who wears polyester shirts? She asks. She is Hope Murdoch, the female protagonist. She ends up marrying the man who wore the polyester shirts, who is sartorially correct by the time we see him. Hope went to Princeton. She is a writer who put a promising career on hold when she had a baby. He is Michael Stedman, one of two partners in a fledgling advertising agency in Philadelphia. He went to